USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands of people in Dallas are without power this morning after a tornado tore a long path through parts of that city last night. The National Weather Service says it may have cracked as long as 17 miles. There are reports of possible injuries, along with downed power lines and some big damage to homes and businesses. Chicago teachers still on strike. The teachers union chief of staff, Jennifer Johnson, says talks ended last night with the two sides reaching some agreements.
We've been at the bargaining table for 10 months, and we're only seeing these concrete victories come together after having 25,000 members on picket lines, students and parents in the streets.
Talks resuming today. Votes will be cast this week by United Auto Workers Union members to try to end the six-week-old strike with GM. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says President Trump was quite surprised by the level of pushback to hosting the G7 summit at his Miami resort. Mulvaney saying on Fox News Sunday, the president knows people thought his original plan to host the event was lousy. Trump changed course, scrapping plans to host world leaders at the Doral Golf Club. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he never saw anything to indicate that the White House linked aid to Ukraine to any political investigations. Pompeo told ABC's this week there was no evidence of that in the decision-making process he was involved in, and Acting White House Chief of Staff Mulvaney did say last week the Ukrainian aid had been held back while the White House sought an investigation into the 2016 election. Britain's Parliament might vote today on the Brexit deal the Prime Minister has worked out with the EU, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you're heading to the theater this weekend, chances are it's all about Halloween.
There are many who prey on the innocent. I'm sure your kind would agree.
If I didn't know better, I'd say you were making a threat.
Well, do you?
Do I what?
Know better.
Coming in at number one, grossing $36 million, it's Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, with Angelina Jolie. Number two, another evil villain, the Joker, at $29 million. Zombieland, Double Tap, it's the remake of Zombieland with Woody Harrelson once again, grossing $26 million. Number four, the always scary Addams Family with Charlize Theron at $16 million. Number five, Gemini Man with Will Smith at $8.5 million. The cute little monster, Abominable, is at number six with $3.5 million. The not scary at all, Downton Abbey, is at number seven with $3.1 million. Number eight and number nine are ties. Judy with Renee Zellweger, about Judy Garland, at 2.1. And right about the same, 2.1, is Hustlers at number nine with Jennifer Lopez. And the scariest of them all at number 10, Stephen King's It Chapter 2, with $1.5 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.